Državni ispitni center. Verifica delle competenze 2012. Lingua inglese. Comprensione dell'ascolto. Esercizio 1. Ascolterete un testo riguardante una ferrovia gestita da alcuni vostri coetanei che vivono in Ungheria. Leggete le affermazioni nella tabella e stabilite durante l'ascolto del testo se esse sono vere o false. Seguite l'esempio 0. Ascolterete il testo per due volte. Ora avete un po' di tempo per dare un'occhiata all'esercizio. E ora ascoltate il testo e risolvete l'esercizio.
Children's Railway. The red and white train travels through the hills of Budapest, the capital of Hungary. The railway line has been run by children since it was built in 1948. The children are aged between 11 and 15. Ready to go? The train has three carriages. It travels at 20 kilometers per hour for 45 minutes, stopping at all seven stations on the line. More than 500 children a year are involved in running this railway line. The children also recognize light signals and operate railway points. They are trained by grown-ups, employees of the Hungarian State Railways. This company built the line for children and still owns the railway today. The station master is in charge of the railway. He wears a dark blue uniform with a red cap. His assistant notes the arrival time of the train. The assistant also phones the next station to tell them when to expect the next train. You can only get a ticket for the children's railway line at Budapest Railway Station. The guard checks travelers' tickets. When the platform guard blows the whistle loudly, the train slowly pulls out of the station. It's driven by the only adult worker on board. Passengers on the train, who are often adults, are amazed by the fact that children can sometimes do their jobs as well as grown-ups, or even better. The most enthusiastic children who work on the red and white train can win free journeys in Hungary offered by the railway company. There are other railways run by children, for example, in Germany, but the one in Budapest is the best known.
Ascoltate il testo ancora una volta.
Children's Railway. The red and white train travels through the hills of Budapest, the capital of Hungary. The railway line has been run by children since it was built in 1948. The children are aged between 11 and 15. Ready to go? The train has three carriages. It travels at 20 kilometers per hour for 45 minutes, stopping at all seven stations on the line. More than 500 children a year are involved in running this railway line. The children also recognize light signals and operate railway points. They are trained by grown-ups, employees of the Hungarian State Railways. This company built the line for children and still owns the railway today. The station master is in charge of the railway. He wears a dark blue uniform with a red cap. His assistant notes the arrival time of the train. The assistant also phones the next station to tell them when to expect the next train. You can only get a ticket for the children's railway line at Budapest Railway Station. The guard checks travelers' tickets. When the platform guard blows the whistle loudly, the train slowly pulls out of the station. It's driven by the only adult worker on board. Passengers on the train, who are often adults, are amazed by the fact that children can sometimes do their jobs as well as grown-ups, or even better. The most enthusiastic children who work on the red and white train can win free journeys in Hungary offered by the railway company. There are other railways run by children, for example, in Germany. But the one in Budapest is the best known.
L'esercizio 1 è terminato. Esercizio 2. Il testo che segue parla di alcuni vostri coetanei che hanno partecipato a un campeggio in stile indiano. Ascoltatelo e cerchiate la risposta corretta per ciascuna delle domande proposte qui sotto. Seguite l'esempio 0. Ascolterete il testo per due volte. Ora avete un po' di tempo per dare un'occhiata all'esercizio. E ora ascoltate il testo e risolvete l'esercizio.
An Indian camp story. Children are enjoying the experience of living in an Indian camp for a week in summer. In the evening, the Indian storyteller tells the children a tale.
Tonight, I shall tell you why the magnificent bird that we call the nighthawk wears beautiful clothes. My grandfather told me about it when I was young. Imagine it is springtime. Old man is traveling. He talks pleasantly with the trees. He has good thoughts, and they make him happy. Finally, he feels tired and sits down and rests on a big, round stone. Here he rests for a while, but the stone is cold. And he feels it through his coat. So he says, "Stone, you seem cold today. You may have my coat." He spreads his coat over the stone and then starts down the hill. But soon it begins to snow and a wind blows from the north. Old man says, "Well, I guess I do need that coat myself after all. I'll just go back and get my coat." Back he goes and finds the stone. Then he pulls the coat away and wraps it around himself. Oh, but that makes the stone angry. Old man starts to run down the hill, and the stone runs after him. Oh, it's a funny race they make, over the grass, over smaller stones, and over logs that lie in the way. Old man manages to keep ahead until he slips and falls. Whoa! Thud! "Now I have you," cries the stone. "Now I will teach you to give presents and then take them away." And the stone rolls right on top of old man and sits on his back. It is a big stone, you see, and old man can't move it at all. He tries to throw off the stone, but fails. At last, he begins to call. "Help! Help! Help!" But nobody hears him except the nighthawk. So the nighthawk flies away up in the air. Then he comes down straight, hits the stone with a great blow. Crack! And the stone falls apart into two pieces. Thank you, Brother Nighthawk, says Old Man. Now I'm going to make you different from other birds so people will always notice you. Old Man then takes some fine powder and makes great white spots and stripes on Nighthawk's wings. All the Nighthawk's children dress the same way now, and they always will, as long as there are Nighthawks. I am tired now, and that is all for tonight. Ho!
Ascoltate il testo ancora una volta.
An Indian Camp Story. Children are enjoying the experience of living in an Indian camp for a week in summer. In the evening, the Indian storyteller tells the children a tale.
Tonight, I shall tell you why the magnificent bird that we call the Nighthawk wears beautiful clothes. My grandfather told me about it when I was young. Imagine it is springtime. Old Man is traveling. He talks pleasantly with the trees. He has good thoughts, and they make him happy. Finally, he feels tired and sits down and rests on a big, round stone. Here he rests for a while, but the stone is cold, and he feels it through his coat. So he says, "Stone, you seem cold today. You may have my coat." He spreads his coat over the stone and then starts down the hill. But soon it begins to snow and a wind blows from the north. Old Man says, "Well, I guess I do need that coat myself, after all. I'll just go back and get my coat." Back he goes and finds the stone. Then he pulls the coat away and wraps it around himself. Oh, but that makes the stone angry. Old Man starts to run down the hill, and the stone runs after him. Oh, it's a funny race they make, over the grass, over smaller stones, and over logs that lie in the way. But Old Man manages to keep ahead until he slips and falls. Whoa! Thud! "Now I have you," cries the stone. "Now I will teach you to give presents and then take them away." And the stone rolls right on top of Old Man and sits on his back. It is a big stone, you see, and Old Man can't move it at all. He tries to throw off the stone, but fails. At last, he begins to call, "Help! Help! Help!" But nobody hears him except the Nighthawk. So the Nighthawk flies away up in the air. Then he comes down straight, hits the stone with a great blow. Crack! And the stone falls apart into two pieces. "Thank you, Brother Nighthawk," says Old Man. "Now I'm going to make you different from other birds so people will always notice you." Old Man then takes some fine powder and makes great white spots and stripes on Nighthawk's wings. All the Nighthawk's children dress the same way now, and they always will, as long as there are Nighthawks. I am tired now, and that is all for tonight. Ho!
L'esercizio 2 è terminato. La prova di comprensione dell'ascolto è terminata. Ora potete cominciare a risolvere gli altri esercizi.